just to recap some of the halachas with regards to lulav, just to get that 100% clear. When we talk about the when we spoke about the shadra of the lulav, you can see very clearly what the shadra of the lulav is. The shadra, which is the spine of the lulav, is always darker, and this is the shadra. And over here, this is a very nice lulav. I wonder where one got this lulav from, because it's a really, really nice lulav. And it goes all the way until here. And then you see at one point, it's not a shadra anymore. Because what happens is that on the side, you've got always, this is the double leaves that we spoke about. They're always double leaves. And we learned before, she explicit Shulchan Aruch, that if it's not double leaves, if it's just singles, which does exist occasionally, if it's just single leaves and not a double leaf, then it's actually not a kosher lulav. It must be a double leaves. And you can see that's what I mean by double leaves. Double leaves, this is what I'm referring to on the post-kim. Shulchan Aruch refers to by having double leaves. This is what it is. Yeah, does that make sense? It's always a double leaf. Now, what happens is that the shadra grows until it's not the shadra, it's not the shadra anymore, and it's a tioimus. And the tioimus is here. This is the tioimus. It's the middle leaf, which is growing from the shadra out. So it's not so easy always to find it, but it always is the one. It's normally the highest one. It doesn't have to be the highest one, but it's always the one that is the middle one. Now this, right, okay. Now, we learned that with regards to Nechlekat Tioimis, which is one of the important psalim that we discussed, Nechlekat split the Tioimis. So we saw that the Shulchan Aruch holds that you need to have Roiv, the majority of those leaves being split. So meaning that if you have this over here, split, meaning if I were to open this up, I'm not going to, don't worry, you may still need it. If I were to open this up over here, splitting it, this part open over here, and I would do that with the majority of the leaves, that's only then it could be Nechlekat Yomis according to Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings the Chumrah that he says that Nechlekat Yomis refers to just the Tioimis, the middle double leaf. And that is the Chumrah that we are machmir generally, that we know that the Nechlekat Yomis applies to this as well. Meaning, in other words, that you want to make sure that this middle leaf over here growing from the Shadra, the middle leaf over here, that is completely close together all the way till the top, or we learned that it's a very big Chumrah, but that's really what Nechlekat Yomis, according to this, the Ran is, that Nechlekat Yomis is that this one is split as well, it's not split as well. So it's either Roiv, majority Roiv would be over here, or Tefach, which is over here, probably over here, according to the Chai Adam, or not at all, according to some. So this is what we're talking about over here. This is the Nechlekat Yomis. If we're talking about Hemnek, just to get the 100% clear, the psul of Hemnek is that this is all completely straight, but on top over here, you have some, on the very top, it goes like this. And it could be just a couple of millimeters from here, something like that. The top part, and that would be a psul of Hemnek, and that we learned that is not, that's not really a chumrah, that is meikar din. So if it grows all nicely together, but then on top, it goes like a V, then you're going to have a psul of Nechlekat Yomis. That would be a psul of Hemnek. That's with regards to that. This lulav is actually very interesting because you've got to be a little bit of a knepel. Can I show this around? Because you've got over here the lulav going a little bit like this, and we spoke about that. Can I pass this around? This is a knepel, and we spoke about that. It's a little bit of a knepel, which is very nice. Thank you so much for bringing this. It's a little bit of a knepel because you see that it's not, it's on the top, it's going a little bit onto the side, which normally makes it very mahodah from the perspective, from the fact that it's normally very joint. It's going a little bit on the side, so that's that. Now let me see this lulav over here, which is much thinner lulav. This is something, lulav that is, did you bring this one as well? Thank you, Chamtzi, because this is the one that goes a little bit crooked. Do you remember the halacha if it goes a little bit crooked? Slightly crooked. Do you remember the directions? Yeah, so the emissary is, it's not such a mode of the galulav, precisely because of the fact that it's not very straight. Which generally spoke that Reb Shlomo Zalman was very much, the first thing he looked out for was for the straightness of the galulav. So this is like borderline. If it's a little bit crooked, it wouldn't matter so much, but this is quite extreme. Would you agree that it's quite extreme, this one? It's quite. Now, what do you think? It's not so bad? It's quite a significant bent. No, what do you think? And therefore, it would actually be a problem. But again, to find the Nechlekat Tioimus, to find out if it's the Tioimus is Nechlekat, you'd have to always look out for the middle one over here, which is the highest one coming out from the Shadra, and then you're able to define and identify the Tioimus. This over here is actually not Nechlekat at all. It's actually very nice. No, it's Nechlekat a tiny bit. But that's with regards to that. And this lulav over here, this goes already in a very interesting This is already very interesting. This is already going on to a topic that we're going to be discussing tonight with regards to Hadassim, with regards to which psul do you think may apply over here? If you're looking at it, you can see through there. Which psul may apply? Yavish. That's right. It may be already a shal of Yavish. We're going to get to that with regards to Hadassim right now. Yeah, that's interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so thank you very much for bringing this Lulavim. It's very helpful. Going back to Hilchas Hadassim and Siman Tov Resh Mem Vav, we discussed yesterday the halachas about Ovois and Mesholosh. So what's the main rule we need to be looking out for? What's the main point we need to look out for with regards to the triple leaves coming out? How much do we need to have? We need to have, one and a half tochim, which is equivalent to 17 centimeters. That's what you need to be Ovois, and we said it doesn't have to be in... that's right, the majority doesn't even have to be in one go. Okay, let's carry on with Sif Zayin. Sif Vav. That's top of page Kufyu Dalet. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch the following. With regards to Hilchas Hadassim, there's also a psul of Yovesh. And the halacha is as follows. Yovshu Olof. If the leaves are Yovesh, the leaves of the Hadassim are Yovesh, posul is posul. Komshu, then if it's wrinkled, not completely dry, but it's wrinkled, kosher, it's kosher. So we're now making a distinction between Yovesh. If it's completely dry, the Hadas is posul. If it's komshu, if they are wrinkled, then it's still kosher. So how do you define that? Siv Zayin. Shira Yevshus. When is Hadas really become Yovesh and posul? When is it really dry? Afilim niflech batzipoyren. Even if it crumbles when you have it when you're holding it with your fingers, with your nails, then imadani rukim heim, if it's still green kosher, ve'enim nikram yaveshim. So the point over here is it's only considered yovesh ela only kshealbinu pneihem, when it turns white. So we're saying now it doesn't really depend on how hard it is or how soft it is. That's not really the point. It's really the main element to know if the hadas is kosher or posul is its color. If it's green, it's kosher. When they turn white, it's posul. Okay, that's very helpful, but it's not completely helpful. Because we want to know what happens. There's many other colors in between. So understand if it's white, that's very extreme. What happens, say, if you've got a hadas, which is, it's green, but you've got black dots on it. Have you ever seen that? Green and black dots? Black dots, is that a problem or not? Black dots on the leaves of the hadasim, is that a problem or not? Probably a problem. You say that it's not mare. That's interesting. It's shinu mare, I claim. Yeah, it's maybe shinu mare. Shinu mare. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, it's because it's still green. You're claiming that it's still green. What do you think? Green. It's very common. Black dots. So the poets can say that's definitely not yovesh. If you've got a green adasim that have got black dots, that's definitely okay. It may be a slight reduction of its hiddur, it may not be so muda, but it's certainly not considered yovesh, and it's certainly still kosher. What about if it turns brown? Let me just see. Well, can I just check those? What color are they already? Say those. Yeah. See when it goes like no, that's actually very interesting. Now very green still. Can I just check something here? Do you mind if I open it? Here, it's very interesting. They are green. Can you see the color of those? Smells nice still. Smells very nice. You have got the color. The color is a little green, but it's nifar. Over here, they can, if you fold them, they will probably come off. If you feel it's very hard. I don't know if it's mamash nifar betzipoyen, but even if it would be nifar betzipoyen, what would be the halacha? It's still kosher, because of the color, it's still fine. So you've got, over here, green. They are still green, and therefore, if you want to save it for next year, yeah, they might be able to make it. They might be able to make it. So that's with regards to that. But what happens if it's not that color anymore? If it's turning a little bit brownish, do you know what I mean? When they start going brown, when it go brown, what's the halacha then? Because we have learned that if it's albino ponov, when they go white, that's when it's really possible. What if they turn brown? if let's say the leaves are still on, good point, because it's true that at that point the leaves will start coming off. But I'm assuming that the leaves are still on. You're raising a good point, valid point, but I'm assuming that there's no problem with noshu all of. You've got brown leaves, so obid alocha then. That's right. Is it? What do you think? So I want to tell you something. I'm going to share with you my personal agenda over here, my personal opinion over here. There are poskim who are slightly machmir when it comes to brown, because it's quite common. Do you know what I mean when they go brown? Do you know what I mean? They go brown. Have you seen? They go brown, right? So there are poskim who are machmir. Say that's considered yovesh. I'd like to bring a raya from Mishneh Berurah that the Mishneh Berurah didn't hold of that. There are poskim who are machmir. Some contemporary poskim, they say that if it turns brown, it's yovesh and it's possible. But I would like to share with you my personal opinion. If I don't mind skipping quickly to Sifkot Lamed Aleph. I know we're not there yet. I hope to get there a little bit later, but I want to cover this point now. If you look at Sifkot Lamed Aleph, the Mishneh Berurah says the following. He goes into the following. And now, I'm just reading, I want to just... read the next three lines of the Mishneh Berurah, and he says the following in Sifkot Lamed Aleph. It is simple for me. The psul of Yovesh Roishoy does not apply, rak only bilbinu ponov, only when it turns completely white. And then he says the next few words, which I'm trying to emphasize now. It is very rare that hadasim turn white if it's from this year's growth. Aval im komush ktsas belvad, if it's only a little bit wrinkled, then avafilu atshinifach betziporin, even if it can be crumbled with your nails, lo mikri yovesh, not considered yovesh. To afilu b'sha'on lo mikri yovesh ki ha'igav, even with all the leaves, it's not considered yovesh. The point I'm trying to make over here is that the Mishneh Berurah seems to be saying that it's very rare to have an adasim, which are possible and are considered yovesh, if there are masheinu motzu klal badasim shigodlu b'shonozu. It's very rare to have adasim from this year, which come to the stage and to the level of paslus of elbinu ponov. Of course, adasim were not as common as nowadays. Of course, they were very rare. But if it's from this year's adasim, it's very rare to reach the stage of elbinu ponov. Now, I don't know what you think, but my experience is that if you've got brown, they go very quickly brown. They could be in 1 week, they could turn brown. No, am I right? Or is it just, maybe I just don't know how to look after them, but I think that does seem very quickly turn brown. So it sounds like, but so according to Mishneh Berurah, it's very rare. So it's very rare. This year's hadasim, they are rare, unlikely to be possible because of Yovesh. They're not likely to turn into the level of Ilbinu Ponov. So it sounds like from my understanding, I may be wrong. It's my personal opinion. Therefore, you cannot pass. It sounds to me that the Mishneh Berurah will not parcel brown hadasim. That's what I think. It's not explicit in the Mishneh Berurah, but that's what I think the Mishneh Berurah would hold. What do you think about this? Yeah.
I can see the point if it's brown in the first year, but then if it stays brown for the next 2 or 3 years, then it'll obviously be possible.
Yeah, but I don't think it will turn. I never tried it, but I think that they'll probably turn white. They'll probably turn white, or they're unlikely to stay that. Maybe not, I don't know.
I've got hadasim from many, many...
And how do they stay brown?
They stay sort of pale green.
Pale green, they stay pale green. Okay, but I still think that the point from Mishneh Berurah is still... Do you still agree to me? Do you still think that it could be true? Yeah? What do you think? Yeah?
It sounds clear that it's very rare that you would have hadasim from within the year that's ever possible.
Yeah.
Change
colour
slightly.
Right? It sounds like it wouldn't be possible at all. It sounds like, yeah, I think so too. I think so. Yeah? Do you think that's makes sense? Okay. That's really well. But there are poskim, I want to say there are contemporary poskim machmir with brown and asim, but I don't know if they, that's, Mishneh Berurah, it sounds like it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Sif Ches. Yovshu Roiv Olav. Okay, now if Roiv Olav, if you've got a das that has many leaves growing out from its stem, many leaves, not just three, but many, Yovshu Roiv Olav, if the majority of its leaves were dried out, V'nishtayru b'roish kol bad, me'ashloish badim ken echot, uvoish loish alin lachin kosher. Says the Shulchan Aruch that Mishnebura explains in Sifkot and Chavalef the following. V'nishtayru, ta'alidei ha-shloisho alin lachin she-beroi Shabbat chal shem hodro al-kol adas. What's happening over here is that you had quite a lot of leaves, and some of them turned yovesh, but you still had on every floor, you still had three kosher hadasim that grew out, that were still fresh, that were still not yovesh. As long as you've got three still that are coming out, maybe you had seven growing from each floor, but four of them turned yovesh. If you've got still three that are fine, you've saved the hadas and it's kosher. V'yesh mefarshim, some explain, shafilim ha-shloisha shebechatkina, yofshu shnayim, so that even if you've got three, like our hadasim, you've got three leaves, and two of them turned yovesh, v'loinisha kim echot lach, and one of the three leaves is fine, and the remaining two are dry, it's still kosher, only providing fushia oleshu murkaval shnehem. If you want to have one hadas, one leaf, saving the rest of the floor, that's only if it's the one which is slightly murkaval shnehem, which is slightly higher. It needs to be the one that is murkaval. That's only then you would save it. So if you can just talk about that again, if you don't mind, can I take it? We spoke about the hadasim. So we spoke about the level. So yes, it might not be so clear, but if you've got generally, we spoke about the three. Going back to the picture, there was this other picture over here. If you go back to the earlier page where there was pictures, the middle picture over there, you see that it's three hadassim leaves coming from three separate stems. We spoke about the middle picture over there. So he said that, imagine if you've got three leaves coming out on one floor, and two of them are dry, and one of them is fine. So the Yesh Mefarshim says, it's not always going to be okay. If you've got one of the three leaves which is fine, one of the three leaves is lach, is fine. That's only if it's mukbal shneim, if it's on top of the three, only then it's going to be kosher. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Yov shiroi v'olav v'nishtayru b'roish kol bad. Well, no. Bad over there means, or we would probably translate the floor. Yeah, as opposed to, excuse me, one second. Yes, that's right. As opposed to Cain would be just the just that, yes. Correct, yeah. No, so we spoke about it yesterday, actually, that it's slightly different. If the leaves fall off, it's not so stringent. It's a little bit more kulladic. And as long as you've got the roif still, it's fine. Okay, sif tes. Im oisom alin shelo yofshu im kmushim. If the leaves which didn't fall off, they were not dry, but they were kmushim, they were wrinkled. Yesh poislim, yesh machshirim, some pastel and some amachshir. And sifkot nchavzayin, Mishnebura explains as follows. Sifkot nchavzayin, Mishnebura, bottom line, Mishnebura explains. Kmushim, yesh poislim. Tamam, the reason is, of the people who pastel, they hold as follows. She'ein matzlim id yovesh elolach ordu. If you want to save, it's true that komush really is not a problem. But if you've got over here a problem of one leaf being yovesh, you can only save the rest if it's lach properly, not if it's komush. She'ein matzil mid yovesh elolach ordu. V'yesh machshirim kim de komush kosher. And some and the ones who are machshir, they hold that it's ultimately komush, and komush is not possible, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Yochel hatzil k'mo elach, he can save the hadas like lach. Save yud. Nektam roishoy. Kosher. We spoke about this sieve earlier. Nektam roishoy kosher. If the head of the hadas, so we now finish the topic of yovesh. Now what happens if it's chopped off a little bit? So nektam roishoy, if the head is chopped off, then kosher. So that's different than the lulav that we spoke about. Nektam roishoy kosher. If the head of the hadas is chopped off, kosher, it's kosher. Afilu also about tomorrow, even if nothing grew afterwards anymore, it's still kosher. Vuadin liyovesh roishoy. Also, if the head, the wooden part is yovesh, that's still considered kosher. Viyesh poislim benektam roishoy. No, with regards to nektam roishoy, some pasul. If it's, the head is chopped off, if it's some poskim hold that it's pasul. Says the drama the hachra in the drama is machia v'tov leachmi b'makom she'efshar be'acher leachet chilim. One should try to be machmi if you have an alternative hadas. You should try to take one that it wasn't chopped off on top. V'lo mikenektam elo beniktim or etzim, and it's only considered nektam if the wood is chopped off. Let me just rephrase this a little bit. When we speak about nektam roisha v'hadas, we're talking about not the leaves. We're talking about the wooden part on the very top of the hadas. If this is chopped off, knocked off or broken off, what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that nektam roishoy, according to Shulchan Aruch, is that it's fine, it's kosher. The Ramah says that one should be machmir like the opinions that if it's nektam roishoy, it's possible. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, nektam roishoy, what we should be looking out for to make sure that it's not nektam, the hadas is not chopped off on top. What you're trying to look out for is that when you look, I don't know if we can see it over here. You won't be able to see it here so well anymore. But if you look and you want to look out by the hadas, you can see that the wood goes to a very, that it's still green on top, that the wood grows into a green little thing, and you want to make sure that it's actually quite rare. It's not normally chopped off, but you want to make sure that all the way till the end it's complete. Because you're machmir, like the Ramah says, v'tov le'achmir makom she'ef shabe'acher. So something to look out for by the hadas as well is that it's not chopped off or broken off on the very top. That's something to look out for. Okay. Are you bothered about Sif Aleph? I can see you're bothered about that, Kasha.
I wrote down yesterday that we said the top of the branch was cut off at the
fossil. Right.
I wrote it down the last couple of days.
Right. So you're quite right. I know. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. Let's look at Sif Aleph together again. Sif Aleph. You're quite right. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph says, Hadash shenektam roishoy kosher. The Shulchan Aruch starts off saying Hadash Nektam Roishoy Kosher, and over here suddenly we're learning in Seif Yud Nektam Roishoy Kosher, and then V'yeish Poislim and Ramah is Machmir. So isn't that a contradiction? Seif Aleph, he says Hadash Nektam Roishoy, the head is chopped off, of the das is kosher. In Seif Yud we have a machlokes about it, and Ramah is Machmir. Isn't that a contradiction? So the answer for that is, we learned, and Mishneh Berurah says that it's not really a contradiction, because Seif Aleph and Seif Beis is a quotation of the Rambam. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says in Seif Kotten Beis, that Seif Aleph and Seif Beis is a quotation of the Rambam, and the rest is a quotation of the Tur. And therefore, it's not really a contradiction, which is of course interesting, that Mishneh Berurah says it's not a contradiction, because that's a quotation of the Rambam, and that's a quotation of the Tur. Right, so it sounds like from the way the Mishneh Berurah learns that he paskins like in Sefiut, like the Torah. But you're 100% right. I agree with you that it's a little bit peculiar that the Mishneh Berurah here, or in fact the Ramah doesn't say Ein Mashe Kosafti or Sefiut, or the Mishneh Berurah doesn't really Mishneh Berurah maybe is not so schwer, but it's a bit interesting the way it's been put forward. It's definitely interesting. Normally you'd expect it to be a straightforward contradiction in Shulchan Aruch, but over here it's not contradiction because we're saying that Seif Aleph was written. It's a quotation of the Rambam, and Sefiut is a quotation of the Torah, therefore it's not a contradiction. But of course, ultimately, the way we paskin lemaisa is that we paskin like the Ramah, who says that tov lehachmir, one should be machmir, and not use a hadas which nektam roishoy. Okay, and let's just finish off Sefiut Aleph, and we'll finish off tonight with this. Sefiut Aleph im elu el hadas shanovim rubim me'olov b'yomtev. If you've got only one hadas, and the hadas is called novov merubim me'olov, there are a lot of berries, a lot of grapes growing from there. Loads. Have you got a picture in your book about this? Because I don't think we have. Have you got a picture? That it's very, loads of anovov. Then the halo, is that a picture? Let's see. Let's see if there's a picture over here. Yeah. Picture 10. Yeah, I suppose it is a picture that gives a bit of an idea. Can I pass it down? Picture number 10. Imagine it's a hadas that looks like this. picture number 10, with loads of berries growing from all the sides, loads of grapes growing from all the sides. If it's very light, so the daloch is, if you only go on a dust like this, notla, you should take it. In other words, it's another way of putting it that it's actually possible. You should still take it, but don't make a brach on it. It's possible because there's so many anovov, there's more anovov than leaves, there's more grapes and berries growing than leaves, then it's actually, it's possible, you should still take it, but don't make a brach on it. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kotla Medvav, Noit Levenim Vorecholov, a postla filu b'shar yomim. This will even be absolved for the remaining of the days. And Mishnah Berurah concludes that Velefidvorovim in his Damino Achakach, if he gets hold of another Hadas later on, in his Damino Achakach Hadasim Acherim, Tzorich Levorech b'shar yomim Gamkein. You'd have to make a brocha. If you get hold of another Hadas, make a brocha on it. This is not a good Hadas. There's loads more grapes than leaves, that's not a kosher. So if you get hold of another adas, then make a broch on it. And the only reason why you do actually take it, I want to just point out the last few words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is teaching us something very interesting over here. That although this is a possible hadas, this hadas is possible. So really, what would you expect the halacha to be? Don't take it, wasting your time. Don't take it, don't make a broch on it, put it aside. Put it inside. But over here, what's the halacha? The halacha is not like that. The halacha is, noitzloi, do take it, shake it, ve'enim evoichlov, and don't make a bocha. So that's very bizarre. If it's possible, why are you taking it? If it's possible, why are you taking it? This is actually leads us to a concept, it's actually Gemara in Sukkah, that speaks, there is a concept of shalot ishtakach, toiras lulav, that the toiras lulav, the mitzvah of Dalet Minim shouldn't be forgotten. We find that in a few areas of halacha, not everywhere, in a few areas of halacha of Dalet Minim, we find that sometimes, because it was rare and difficult to get hold of Dalet Minim, Chachomim, and only the Chachomim have the koyach to do that, they tell us, you know what, take this hadas, you know what, take this lulav, or even take this esek, which really would be a posle, but since due to the lack of alternatives, still take it, because otherwise, Chachomim were concerned that you may have years and years in some places where they're not going to shake Dalet Minim. So we didn't want Klal Yisrael to forget the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Chachomim therefore allowed you to take Dalet Minim, which under some circumstances, in very specific circumstances, please let me underline this, very specific circumstances, allowed you to take some possible Dalet Minim, to shake them without making a bocha, shalot tishtakach, Torah's lulav, the Torah's lulav shouldn't be forgotten. Yeah.
Although that was the case, say, 100 years ago, because the situation is different now, and most killers, Arbaminim and Mahadasim, are available, would contemporary poskim say that one shouldn't take Hadasim in such a
state? Yes, you're 100% right. This is very, very, you're 100% right. It very much depends on the circumstances. Certainly so, that if you've got other meaning available, certainly this halacha wouldn't apply. You're quite right. This is only under very extreme circumstances. And you're quite right that nowadays this is going to be very rare and uncommon for such a thing to happen. But having said that, you never know, and I'm sure there is places that nowadays, I mean, you can imagine scenarios that this halacha would still apply. But you're quite right. It's only if there's absolute lack of alternatives. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense
to
me, because the only thing that's stopping it from being kosher is berries. And they're only going
to be ma'akav first day in any event. Correct. Well, we have no problem if first day was a Shabbos, we take anyway, and come on worry about that. Correct. So
here we've got a situation where
we're
not officially taking, like a double Shabbos, but
materium, because you could, right, that's a very interesting point.
And then you're going to have a kosher
Arum anyway. That's a very interesting point. You're not asking on the general concept of Shalot Yishtakach, you're just saying that over here the application seems a bit strange. Yeah, that's a very valid point. I agree with you. That's an interesting point. Something to think about. Yeah, okay.